Look out! Look out! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Uh-huh. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Holly, I just have to wear a diaper.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Time for news.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
You like it, huh?
It looks just sickening.
Hi, Curly Joe.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Time for Johnny Ringo at the news now. Hi, Buzz.
Right, hi. Miami-Dade police are now in the midst of a high-profile murder investigation after the shooting death of Redskins safety Sean Taylor. Even Dade County police admit that the report of an attempted burglary or robbery was preliminary, but they say the killing does not appear to be the work of a professional. There had been other break-in attempts, including the most recent 8 days ago. Evidence from that most recent break-in is being compared to the evidence being gathered today, very carefully dusting for prints and all of that. Police are asking for the public's help in finding the shooter, but they have no description. Taylor died this morning at the age of 24, just as he was finally growing up, according to the people who were close to him. He had lost too much blood to survive. Doctors say, despite the reported squeezing of a nurse's hand, Taylor never regained consciousness after the shooting. Yeah. There is good news this evening about the TV and movie writer strike. It may nearly be over. After a three-week national nightmare...
I can't watch Jay Leno in that 1992 suit anymore, though. Because I did watch that last night, and it was old Jay.
I T-voted, and it was so bad.
Horrible.
It was so bad.
Did you get far enough into it where he went from the monologue to the desk piece, where it was this choppy edit, and he went right to... He's doing the same thing now, where he shows you the newspaper headlines.
I only made it as far as the theme. He walked out from behind the curtain.
So bad.
And you're right. He had the skunk hair.
Yeah.
Also, you don't realize how fat Jay Leno has gotten.
He was a little svelte. He really was.
Way back then, he... Hey, how you doing?
Jay Leno. Yes, I'm wearing a special suit. I'm not as conservative as I am now. And, we're over here with Branford Marsalis. And, when they bring the curtains up, it's really exciting. Yes, it's the old Jay Leno show.
Yuck. Well, so they've been running, at least this week, they started rerunning what they're calling vintage.
That's funny.
Jay Leno.
Vintage.
It's like when they run the best of our show, please.
It appears that the vintage has turned to vinegar.
It's an oxymoron.
Well, after a three-week-long national nightmare, the writers and their bosses went back to the bargaining table yesterday and reportedly made some solid progress. That's what we're hearing, that there appears to be a deal in principle. The deal has a lot of fine points to be worked out.
Buzz?
Yes?
I just want to say, I know that before I had commented that I'd seen a writer on TV, a TV writer, commenting, and I felt some empathy, for their position. I saw another guy over the weekend, a guy who's obviously very well off, a Hollywood writer.
Right.
And he writes, is it Zach and Cody? Is
Sounds that right. Yes,
on
that's
Disney?
Right.
Okay.
Maybe he writes
Sweet
other,
Life of Zach and Cody.
Some other kid's show. Mm-hmm. And as he was sitting around this beautifully appointed office, this guy said, well, here's my problem. My kids come to me and say, Daddy, I got The Adventures of Zach and Cody and didn't have to pay anything for it. And he looks at the TV and he goes, now when my kids come to me and tell me they get my show for nothing. Well, that's just not right.
and you have trouble feeling sorry for the guy.
You
gave us the average income, $200,000 a year.
For a working guy. Now, a lot of writers, that's a small percentage of the writers in Hollywood. The vast majority of Hollywood writers are between jobs and rely on living on those residuals.
I'm a writer, Greg. Can you milk me?
I have nipples.
Well, the deal that we hear has been reached has a lot of fine points to be worked out. An insider says it may take a week or more, but that a final deal is expected to be announced before Christmas. The talks continued today.
Read the small writing.
A Christmas miracle, really.
Yeah, really.
a real miracle.
Hillary Clinton has gone from being the candidate to beat
that bitch
to being the candidate to get beaten. New numbers show Ms. Clinton ranks behind.
Rob Spiewak.
Not beating her like that, Rob.
No, not like that.
Not with your fists.
The new numbers show that Ms. Clinton ranks behind all of the top five Republicans in the race. The numbers show those Republicans can be beaten by either Barack Obama or John Edwards.
It was really hard because he would tell me he was sorry. He would do something like push me or throw me against the wall, but then he would cry and say, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't mean to. I just lost my temper. That's I love you.
Rob's wife, Carrie, that different type of beaten woman.
Yes. Yeah, just for bringing home chicken.
Well, there was a time that only Hillary could beat all the Republicans. Now she's the one who can't. Of course, the election's still nearly a year away. However, the Iowa primary, first in the series, is just 5 weeks away at this point. As we continue to break down the recent government figures on STDs, we find that Washington, D.C. has the highest rate of AIDS infection of any city in the U.S.
Wow. This is Robert the Mailman.
One in every 50 people in D.C. has the disease or the virus.
This is Robert the Angry Mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
Oh, he'll be calling after that.
That's nearly 12,500 people.
George Michael.
Chicago.
And city officials say the cases are spreading to straight men, women, older adults, and infants at an epidemic rate. More than a third of the cases occur in the straight population. Only one in four of the new victims is gay. Most new cases involve people in their 40s.
Liz Crenshaw.
AIDS and the virus that causes it are most pervasive in D.C.'s African-American population. 57%
of the city. This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
57% of the citizenry is black, but blacks account for over 80% of all new reported cases. Under federal law, Washington, D.C. is still the only city in the country banned from using taxpayers' dollars to pay for needle exchange programs.
Taxation without representation.
There it is.
Not
again.
Right.
Every
Not
time.
Right.
Every time.
Make it a state.
Excuse me, Buzz is almost 18.
Now, your local on the 8s.
Hey, the rain moved off the coast.
Hey, look at that. Snow in Wyoming. Well, I'll be a horse's ass.
What's that down in the lower right-hand corner?
Oh, my God.
That's a naked picture of Jim Cantore.
It's Jim Cantore, and he's squatting on a weight bench. And eating his own boogers.
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 Boogers on the Weather Channel.
Boogers on the 8s. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. You know your idea has been stolen by the Weather Channel?
What's that?
Weather Channel's putting out a CD of that very music. You can now buy a compact disc
of
smooth jazz from the Weather Channel.
Yeah. If you want to drive your car off a bridge.
Yeah.
And it's your fault for coming up with
that. That's horrible music.
Horrible.
Now, when it comes to lingerie at Kmart, you can't hold a candle to it. No, I'm serious. It's highly flammable, apparently. In Orange County, Florida, police are looking for...
That's because Kmart shoppers are hot.
That's right. Police in Florida are looking for a shopper who went into a Kmart, set a rack of bras on fire, and then took off. Kmart bras are hot. The store was evacuated while firefighters hosed down the conflagration.
Big Kmart.
News of a bra fire brought them running.
There's a bra fire in here. Who smells bras? Oh, about smelly bras.
Yes.
Did anybody catch Paula Deen?
Oh, my God.
Hey, give me 40 seconds, Buzz.
Sure, please.
What was Paula Deen up to?
On the Today Show.
3:20.
She's trying to do a cooking segment.
Right.
Bless her pea picking heart. Mm-mm. And she cannot stop eating. To talk.
That's what I love about her.
There she is. Mm.
You can have this done probably in about 40 minutes.
Okay.
All total. Where a standing rib. Excuse me. I
need too much in there.
I didn't take a princess bite.
I'm good. Princess bite.
Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm. A standing rib.
This is working well.
Look.
Paula chooses her beef.
Paula, did you not remember we were doing a segment?
You know, to find this mutual Omaha protects you.
I get excited.
You
are. So I eat. Yes, I wet myself and I just take big bites.
She said She said she wets herself and takes big bites.
She hasn't taken a princess bite since Queen Elizabeth was a princess.
She took a bite out of the princess. She had a beef tenderloin, a full tenderloin on the cutting board,
I'll
and
bet.
She was handing out quarter pound pieces of it.
God love her.
What did she rub that thing in, though?
It was soy and pepper, fresh ground pepper and soy sauce.
That's it?
Looked delicious.
It really
though,
did
right?
look great.
And she was actually picking up this roast beef and
it
shoving
was rare it, roast beef.
Shoving it in Matt Lauer's mouth. And I love it that she's eating and she can't talk. And then she says, I wet myself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then she pulled out a tablespoon and was feeding everybody everything.
Oh,
mashed
honey.
Potatoes, Brussels sprouts, same spoon.
Oh, man, I love Paula Deen.
Yeah, you hate Paula Deen.
I love her. No, it's because I made her stuffing one year.
Yeah, it almost killed you.
It almost killed. Woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning with the acid coming like out of every opening I had.
Out of every orifice.
Oh, I would kill for a dreamsicle right now. And also, I would kill for a nude picture of Paula Deen.
I bet Paula Deen in her day was not an unattractive woman.
I bet she had...
Way to flatter.
Take this.
Yes,
you know
I'm sure that's true.
I'm really sure that she could make some milkshake.
You know who she'd look like? The prior to being fat Roseanne. That's what I think she'd look like.
I think
like
she'd be prettier than that.
Remember that trailer trash book, that one picture of Roseanne when she lived in the trailer? She was so hot.
Two people on the Food Network I'd like to see naked, Paula Deen and Bobby Flay.
They're about the only ones left. Emeril is leaving the Food Network now.
Yeah, he's overstayed his welcome, I think.
I think so.
Alton's still there.
For stacking food on top of other food.
Rob likes that queen, Alton Brown.
He's a magnificent queen.
He makes food so complicated, he pisses me off.
Well, that's why Rob likes it. It's like everything with Rob.
And you know what's exciting about Alton Brown on the Food Network? He loves the fact that he puts a camera in the oven so that when he puts the food in, you see him on the other end. Like, it's real cutting edge.
You drink 8 beers and watch that, and you think you're watching Vertigo.
Oh,
it's
stop
fantastic.
It. I'd like to see his face catch on fire.
All right. Bra.
Now I'm going to put the brownies in the oven. Aye!
Now you can do your own DNA testing at home. That's our story when we continue.
All right, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
So how did you know Colonel Mustard works in Washington? Is he one of your clients?
Certainly not.
I was asking Miss Scarlet.
Well, you tell him it's not true.
It's not true.
Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Ha-ha! So it is true.
A double negative.
Double negative? You mean you have photographs?
That sounds like a confession to me. In fact, the double negative has led to proof positive. I'm afraid you gave yourself away.
Are you trying to make me look stupid in front of the other guests?
Don't need any help from me, sir.
That's right.
I just have to wear a diaper.
Time for news. They race to the funny. Don and Mike.
Paula Deen.
Hi, Don and Mike. Yes.
No, you were talking about the what's her name, Hillary?
Yes, I was.
Here are their favorite TV shows.
Oh, good.
Presidential candidates.
Glad
favorite
you have
TV
them.
Shows. Hillary likes Grey's Anatomy and American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama says he likes MASH and the HBO show The Wire.
Okay.
Dennis Kucinich likes The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Talk about just throwing votes away.
You know, he's the weirdest of all the candidates, too.
John Edwards enjoys Boston Legal.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Thompson says he doesn't watch Law & Order. He likes SportsCenter.
I like SportsCenter, Ross.
Huh. Let me see. John McCain. Uh-huh. It's not just Prison Break.
He likes that one.
Sure. That's his favorite show.
I get that.
And Mitt Romney. Now, this is seriously why this cat is kind of effed up.
Okay.
He's got two shows.
What are they?
Lost.
That's not bad.
And Caveman.
Uh-oh.
No.
Red flag.
How could you possibly?
Caveman. He can't be president now.
How could you possibly run for president and say that you like the show Caveman?
Like W is not watching it every night it's on.
Yeah.
Man, this is a funny show.
Been there.
I enjoy this so much, so totally.
And I think everybody's heard right that what's her name? Oprah's going out with
Barack Obama.
With Barack Obama.
And everybody's questioning, you know, if she can make bestsellers. Let's see what she can do for a presidential candidate. It will be, we'll see what happens.
Did you see the new episode of The Simpsons on Sunday when they did the Oprah parody?
I did not.
And she mentioned her husband, Straightman.
Uh-huh. Opal and Straightman? Her husband, Straightman.
Yeah. That's great.
He said, I want to say that Straightman has proposed
Straightman
that we take separate vacations.
Straightman.
Anyway, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Buzz like all TV shows.
I do. Every single one of them. I'm like Homer. They never put on anything bad. Now you can do your own DNA testing at home. That's right, kids. Rite Aid stores on the West Coast have started selling a home paternity test kit. It's the first DNA test ever to be sold through a major retail chain.
And kids, it's fun doing that test, too.
You just lick the stick.
Do you swab your cheek or do you get it the other way?
That's right. That's right.
The old-fashioned way.
You can get it any way you like.
You get a little cup?
Yeah.
You get like one of those wood spoons like they give you at the Baskin Robbins, the little...
Yeah, the sample spoon.
It's a sample spoon.
Not a full spoon, just the sample spoon.
Oh, wherever DNA is found. Hairbrushes, underwear, anywhere DNA can be found.
Really?
Yeah, or a mouth scraping, I suppose.
All right.
The standard way. For some time, these paternity tests have been available online, along with genetic testing for ancestral information or health advice. But in the case of paternity tests, that meant waiting 3 to 5 days for the test to arrive in the mail, and then more time for the results to be shipped back. Now, in California, Washington, or Oregon, you can just run right down to Rite Aid.
If I get that test at home, does this mean I don't have to go to the doctor's appointment on Thursday?
You have to go.
You have to go.
You have to go. You have to go get the bad news on Thursday.
All right, bad news Thursday.
And the procedure, too.
I'll get them both.
Whatever it may be. To most of us, the internet seems like outer space, limitless. It isn't. Experts say the internet could be all filled up with no room to spare in the next 2 to 5 years. Users would begin to experience brownouts as the system becomes overloaded. You know.
That's not chocolate.com.
You know.
It's
just chocolate.
It's just chocolate.
It's just chocolate.
That's right.
Official website of Rob Spiewak.
Video is eating up a lot of the space on the internet, and as movies and TV shows become more available, room on the net will become more scarce.
Face TV.
Exactly, Regis. The internet can be expanded to accommodate this video. There have been expansion plans for some time now, but that expansion is now expected to cost $137 billion, which is about double what investors were planning to spend.
Have you finished the internet yet? I was asking Joe. I think Joe finished it a couple of months ago.
I've only finished the porno part.
Oh, congratulations, though.
I got all the way to the very end.
That's the biggest chunk.
I don't want to be too stupid or nothing, but how do you make it bigger? What do they do, Buzz?
You have to be a scientist. I don't know. Ask Al Gore. I have no idea how
don't
they do
that. Stretch the bandwidth like you would stretch a piece of taffy?
Maybe that's it.
Stretch it, baby.
I really don't know.
What if I went home and deleted some of my songs? Would that help?
You'd expand it.
That would help.
All right, well, let's all delete something tonight.
I will.
Thank you, Mike.
Do your part.
And get that procedure.
Hey, but whatever you do, don't take the pictures of TNA down off our website.
No.
That's got to stay.
That's the worthwhile part.
Oh, one other online note. A public high school in Easton, Pennsylvania has blocked Wikipedia from its library computers.
All right, here's a trivia question. Hold on a second. Who's the most famous citizen of Easton?
The Easton assassin, Mike Larry Holmes.
Yeah, very good.
And here's one for you. How many businesses does Larry Holmes own or did he used to own in Easton? And can you name them?
He owned a car wash.
Yes.
He owned a nightclub.
Yes.
And I'm out. Was it a diner?
I have one.
The nightclub was next to the restaurant, which was next to his shoeshine stand.
The shoeshine stand, yeah.
Lay home!
So in Easton, PA, the library has blocked Wikipedia from all its computers, mostly because of what they say is Wikipedia's inherent inaccuracy.
Well, gee, duh.
It's about time somebody started doing that officially.
Duh.
Never found an error on it.
Mayor kidnapped by Satanists. When we continue.
All right, bud. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Aficionados of Tinkle Erotica. Don and Mike.
How you doing? Al Qaeda here. Don't forget, we're not broadcasting for the Borgata this week. Guy got hit by the car. A tire on the left side of his car. He's all right now. She stood
in the street. Woo! Smiling.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are ye?
I'm great. But the people of Centerton, Arkansas don't know what to think. Their mayor resigned last Wednesday. He says he was abducted and brainwashed nearly 30 years ago by Satan worshipers.
It looks just sickening.
Wow. Mayor Ken Williams says that's not his real name. He says he was born Don LaRose and that in the mid-70s he was a preacher in Indiana.
It sounds kind of like like Ellen's old girlfriend.
But then...
What's her name? Anne Heche.
Right. Anne Heche, who was... I wish I remembered her alien name.
Celestia?
Celestia. I think that's what it was.
Right. Don't we have that in there? There we go.
Aquines, Aquafonta, Tuna, Don.
Nazi Vega.
This mayor is a little like that, only without the aliens. After his preacher days in Indiana, he says he took on the identity of this Ken Williams, who actually died in a car crash.
Does he wear a diaper like Paula Deen?
I don't know. All right, actually died in a car
crash. I just have to wear a diaper.
In 1958. The mayor says his abductors made him forget about Don LaRose until he got a recent injection of sodium pentothal, also known as the truth serum.
I just have to wear a diaper.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
The mayor says he now remembers he has a wife and kids.
Right.
Centerton police say the mayor is not under investigation for anything, and he signed his resignation letter using both of his names.
Creepy.
Uh-huh. Finally, sex tourism is not just about pedophiles in Thailand. The new sex tourism hotness.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
He won't be needed in Kenya, where older white women are going to hook up with handsome young black men. Kenya's tourist board.
This is Robert the Mailman.
There he is again.
Kenya's tourist board says thousands of white women, mostly in their 50s and 60s, are heading to Kenya to meet men between the ages of 18 and 26.
Where's the Timmy Obibane sound?
The men get a gift.
Yeah, where's that thing that goes,
like a new...
This is Robert the Mailman.
The men get a new gift, like a new shirt and a nice dinner out.
All of the black people we know.
Mm-hmm. This is Robert the Angry Mailman for the Don's and Mike Show.
Hold on, I forgot. We also know Colette.
You, Rob. Oh, Sweet Wack.
That's three.
I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald, head, ass.
Ass.
John, be clear.
One local 20...
Acquaintances, not friends.
Acquaintances, Rob, not friends.
One local 22-year-old says he slept with more than 100 white women, most of whom were at least 30 years older than him.
All right.
Wow.
And the whole world's talking about the couple who hooked up at a train station in Denmark the other day during the morning commute. The horny 30-somethings did the deed as if they were the only ones there, and after a few minutes they were... Talk about good manners. Everyone else went outside and stood in the cold to give the couple some privacy. Police say they didn't press charges because the couple kept their clothes on.
Yeah, something's fishy in Denmark.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
Yeah, on a train. Imagine you're going in a tunnel. And don't forget, Robbie, women are like trains. You miss one, the next one's just 5 minutes away.
Amen.
That's it. I'm Al Qaeda. See you tomorrow, everybody. You'll see he's all right now.
You're just too good to
We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Head boy.
Who wants rotisserie chicken? I love you, baby. Hit that thing, Rob.
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.